Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place, and I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. During this second hour, I'll be talking with Carolyn White and Billy Woodard and his father Zora from the Hollow Earth about a wonderful spiritual trip to Shasta that I'll be taking people on from June 22nd to the 27th. But before we do, I want to thank everyone so much for their donations and support, especially my dear friends Faison and Shirley in Florida, Jan Rossini in Honda, California, Anita in beautiful Dublin, Ireland, Marco, my good friend Marco and his beautiful family in Helsinki, Finland, Emma Louise, my wonderful friends Emma Louise and Jan Eric in Norway, Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, my good friend Darren in Olympia, and Gerard Shastri in Toronto, Canada, and everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness and make this planet a much better place. I also would like to thank the many sponsors of this show, including the wonderful Crystal Voyage Bookstore in Tacoma and the Ryan Tech Computers of Bend, Oregon. We're also looking for sponsors and advertisers for the show, and any advertising on the program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. With that, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol for designing my website and providing wonderful support, my wonderful friends in the Moto office in Tokyo, Japan, and my friends in the Galactic Alliance who've been supporting my show and my angelic and earthly family, and KKNW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I want to thank also everyone for their contributions. This is a nonprofit program, and if you'd like to donate, please go to the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just click on the donate button. I really appreciate your help and support. And thank you so much again for supporting this program. I want to tell everyone as well that I have a new spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. And I can put people in touch with loved ones who've passed on or contact their angelic guides and tell them about their soul purpose and give them advice about relationships, family matters, or a host of other things. If you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States on my cell phone at 509-750-9793 or my toll-free in the United States and Canada at 1-888-879-8339. I also want to tell you, too, that Out of This World Television is now broadcasting three times a week on Comcast Channel 22 here in the lower Puget Sound area of Washington State on Tuesdays at 8:30 p.m., Wednesdays at 1:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 7 p.m. These programs, if you're out of the area, are also available on YouTube under either Ted or Theater Marr or Out of This World. With that, I'd like to ask everyone listening today to send lots of love and light to Michiko's mother, Masako, who suffered a stroke recently. And I want to tell you some good news. I know I've been saying this for several weeks now, but she is getting better, and I know that your love and prayers are really helping her with. So keep sending them her way. Also, I want to ask everyone to continue to send lots of love and light to my good friend Orion, who's been diagnosed with throat cancer. And I want to tell you, too, he is feeling much better, and the tumor that he has is now decreasing. It's down about 50 to 60% in size, and it's shrinking. It's going away. And I know that your prayers will really help. Also, too, if you could send love and light to my good friends, Marco's mother, Luisa, who had a stroke recently, and to my friend Wally in the Olympia area. My book, Messages from the Masters, Cosmic Messages from Professor Albert Einstein, President Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, Nostradamus, Mahatma Gandhi, and Dr. Emoto, as well as the Galactic Alliance, is done, and it should be sent to the publishers very soon. I'll let you know when it's published. The book is all about humanity's bright, beautiful future. And briefly, I want to thank everyone so much for their support for my recent Galactic Wisdom Conference that was held in Olympia, Washington, here in the United States earlier this year. Because of the success of that conference, I'll be having my fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference on March 9th, 10th, and 11th, 2018, at the same location at 9101 Stalicum Road, southeast in Olympia, about an hour south of the Seattle airport. It's not been completely updated, but the website for the conference is at www.galacticwisdomconference.com. And with that, I'd like to mention some wonderful events. 1 week from today, I'll be giving a presentation on messages from the Masters, including messages from Professor Albert Einstein and President John F. Kennedy on world peace at an international peace conference in Costa Rica. If you're interested in going, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. Then in August, from August 18th to the 21st, 2017, in the beautiful Dominican Republic, I'll be attending a wonderful Peace and Light conference with some of the world's best psychic, spiritualists, and UFO people. I went to last year's conference, and it was one of the best conferences I've ever been to, and I hope you can come. For information about registration and guests, please see their website at www.paxluxmunday.com. That's PAXLUXMUNDI.com. And to start our discussion of Mount Shasta, I'd first like to play a piece from Aquarius by the Fifth Dimension. If we could play that just for a minute or two, Eric, and then we'll go on and start our interview with Carolyn White, and we'll talk all about Mount Shasta. I want to tell everyone listening today that the planet itself is rapidly transforming itself into the higher dimensions. And by the time this process is finished, by the year 2038, we will be existing in the fifth dimension. Currently, we exist in the third dimension. What's special about Mount Shasta is that it contains portals and tunnels to the Hollow Earth. And the Hollow Earth is actually an ancient Lemurian community that's been there since about 12,500 years ago. They're an incredibly advanced civilization. And last year I took another group of people there, and several people actually went into the ancient cities of Telos and Shambhala beneath Mount Shasta. Several other people were taken aboard benevolent UFOs from the Hollow Earth. Others met Adama and Saint Germain, beautiful spirits from the interior there. And still others interacted with Sasquatch. Everyone had incredible experiences. And if you're interested in going, please email or call me at my email is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. We have people coming in for this tour from as far away as Sydney, Australia and London, England. And if you're coming in from far away and flying in, the best city to fly into actually is San Francisco. And if you are flying into that city, please email me so I can make some arrangements for carpooling and get you up to Shasta for the event. With that, I'd like to bring on my wonderful friend, Carolyn White, from Olympia, Washington. Carolyn and her husband, Jerry, are, in my opinion, some of the best aura readers in the United States. They have these incredible machines which photograph your aura, and then after that, they give you a psychic interpretation of what the colors mean. And she's an amazing lady, I think she's got a doctorate, a PhD now, but I just call her Carolyn instead of Dr. White. So hope you don't mind me just calling you Carolyn. Carolyn, hi, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for having me on the show, for a wonderful introduction, and love and very healing, positive energy to all you listeners out there today, and anytime they listen to the show.
Well, thank you, Carolyn. Thank you so much. Well, tell me, I know you've been in touch with Matthias. And if you could explain a little bit about Matthias and any messages you'd like to give from Matthias concerning the Hollow Earth and people's trip there would be wonderful.
I love Matthias has been with me since I've been very young. Matthias, I call him my non-corporeal spiritual mentor. Some people would call it channeling, that it's more of a mentorship with and he was in one of his incarnations, was the 13th disciple of Yeshua ben Joseph, or as Jesus. So there's a lot of wisdom and information, and he's been giving information, and that could be a whole show in itself, how the information involved in what he's guided me the years and helped me grow, give me the tools.
Carolyn, pardon me.
Yes?
Pardon me, my friend, for interrupting, but Eric, can you hear Carolyn okay? She's cutting out a little bit. Are you talking on a cell phone or a landline?
I'm on my cell right here. Can you hear
okay.
me a little bit better now?
Sort of better, but we only got about 70% of the words in your last two sentences. So do you have a landline that's a better connection, maybe?
Not right here. Just I'm basically on my phone in my room here. I shouldn't have any. I'll just see if I move here and get a little better signal.
Okay. Well, sorry to interrupt you there, but
that's fine.
I wanted people to listen to you and not be able to miss what you were saying. So.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear
it's
me
better? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, okay. I have a beautiful signal here. How's that?
Much better. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, good. Well, basically, there's a lot of information that Matthias has given me over the years, and I find that his messages have been very uplifting for me and very educational, helped me on my own path of ascension.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I think is so important, and let me know if I'm still cutting out, if you can't hear me, one of the things that's so important about this trip to Mount Shasta is a lot of people I know that have said, well, we have these beautiful areas that have excellent energy, that have the vortices, and Mount Shasta is considered the root chakra of Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we shouldn't go in there and pollute them or energy pollution.
Right.
Well, we are of Mother Earth. We human beings. And one of the things that these places, these very sacred places, should be experienced by us.
Mm-hmm.
But what Matthias has told me is that when we do go into these sacred spaces is to clear ourselves energetically and be as high a vibration as we can be. And an analogy that he gave me, it's like if you have a brand new carpet in your house, and let's say the carpet's white and light beige, well, you would ask people to please take your shoes off before you enter the house and walk on the new carpeting. It's okay to walk on the carpeting, but please leave all of the dirt from your shoes outside.
Well, that's good. That's good.
So I think that this is important, as you've mentioned before, is that people that do want to get the most experience, the greatest growth, the greatest connection and resonance, is that they go in with a feeling they are clearing themselves, and they go in with as high an energy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that we've talked about before, and that is eating of meat.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, please talk about that.
And this is, there's been several interesting things that Matthias has relayed to me actually in the last couple of weeks when I've asked about this. In our society, we have factory farms.
Right.
It isn't like in the days where the hunter-gatherers went out and they killed an animal, honored the animal spirit. It's factory farms. And a lot of this comes from the draconian reptilian influence,
mm-hmm.
because they, Matthias likened the reptilians or the draconians to the Borg. There's no empathy, and they basically come in, want to assimilate. They are not that embedded. They kind of take over other cultures. But one of the things that is important to realize that these that the reptilians are basically eating. I mean, they mm-hmm. are eating of the flesh.
Right.
A lot of the other cultures and also extraterrestrials that have seeded this planet have had long-standing conflicts with the reptilians.
Right.
And so they view anything that is reptilian in nature to be antithetical for them. They do mm-hmm. not like that particular energy.
Sure.
So one of the things that Matthias told me is, of course, we're this mixture of different influences and extraterrestrial cultures, that even in the Catholic Church, the ones that he referred to as the mitre heads, the ancestors that have the elongated skulls,
mm-hmm.
they were at odds with the draconians and the reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
So they, even in the Catholic Church, they had days where they told their people without explaining it, because I know I asked Jerry, my husband, who grew up in a staunch Roman Catholic
mm-hmm.
Household, why there was no meat eating during Lent,
mm-hmm.
no meat eating during Advent, and also why there were the meatless Fridays.
Oh, yeah.
And it was because the Catholic Church was trying to get less control, less that reptilian control, and get the people back into a higher vibration during those times. So I think one of the important things that I know Matthias told me was he said that any animal that has eyes has a soul. And with our current factory farming methods, there's a lot of terror, there's a lot of waste, it's a very, very energetically sad situation.
Oh, yeah. If I may quickly interject this, Carolyn. So for people coming on the trip, it's recommended that they stop eating meat. Includes fish, chickens, cows, and just in preparation for the trip. Because what you said before was very interesting. You had told me that Matthias had told you that the Talosians, the people of the Hollow Earth, can actually smell whether people have been eating meat, and it makes them sick to their stomachs. It makes them
well. It's more than just the yes. They can smell, but they sense the energy because mm-hmm. there has been this going on for millennia. This conflict between what the reptilians and the draconians.
Right.
Are trying to do with this planet,
mm-hmm.
and what more peaceful, loving, higher vibration people have told.
Right.
So it's a historical background that yes, they do sense that because when you ingest an animal, the way that the factory farms, the way that they're consumed now, you're eating that fear, eating that element of fear,
right,
and it radiates out in your vibrational and your energy field.
Right. Well, I want to add this to it too, Carolyn, that there's a book by Diane Robbins, and in that she has messages from the Hollow Earth. One of the messages, and we can ask Zora and Billy about this here and when they come on in about 10, 15 minutes, but they said if you eat, for example, plants and food from another part of the world, let's say you get it from a country that has terrible human rights records, that regularly detains its citizens and is very harsh, like China or North Korea. If you eat
yes.
food from one of those countries, you're ingesting those negative vibrations into your body. And she recommended, and the people of the Hollow Earth recommended, eating only food that you get locally here. For example, if you're in Seattle, you try to get food locally here. You don't buy it from China. You don't buy it from North Korea. You don't buy it from countries which regularly violate human rights. And it's because you're bringing all that negativity into your body.
That's called the 100-mile diet. That
mm-hmm.
it's better if you eat within that 100-mile radius.
Sure.
And it's what we ingest is not only what we think, our thoughts, our vibrations, but it's also the food that we ingest It's even in the clothes that we wear. A lot of times the things that are manufactured in sweatshops or in third world countries carry that energy with it. So really everything has an energetic signature, and so that's why it's so important for everybody to be empowered, to be aware, and to be able to clear that energy, and in other words, take shoes off before you come in and walk in on the carpet. You know?
Well, I have to tell you a story. I got a pair of pants at Costco here recently, and I didn't pay attention to the label. I put it on. They fit fine, but they were made in China. And it's interesting, but when I'm wearing this particular pair of pants, negative stuff happens. It's like, so I've had to stop wearing the pants. Can't wear them anymore. And it's interesting you say that even the clothes you wear can have an effect.
Yeah, to a point, and I've learned this over the years, to a point, you can clear that energy. You can cut that connection, can raise the energy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've had this discussion with people about, go back to the meat, is that, well, if I bless the meat, will that help?
Right.
Well, point it does, it's easier to bless your pants so that you wear them to kind of cut that connection.
Right.
But the thing is with food, especially when it's come from a living being,
mm-hmm.
that you're eating, you know, there's only part of that being that you have there, and it's the rest of it may be scattered over on other people's tables. So,
right.
You know, to a point, we can be empowered to clear these kinds of energies. I know I do that all the time.
Right.
And it's just being aware of that, being sensitive to it, and then empowering yourself so that there's different techniques that you can use to do these clearings.
Right, right. Well, I know that the world is interconnected in trade, in global trade all over the place, but people should be aware that it's better if you have a choice to try to get your goods and services locally than outsourcing them to countries where you don't know what the energy's like. Because you actually do, and you know, whether it's the food or even the clothes, you bring in that energy into your life, and sometimes it's not good energy.
Well, good, bad, get into judgments there. It's mm-hmm. energy that I like to say that is not does not support your magnificence. It's not energy mm-hmm. that is conducive to your spiritual growth and awareness.
Right.
And I think that is the thing that we all need to be aware of. And it's so important that if you feel that or understand that, is to be proactive and something about it, as well as be proactive and say not eat the meat. That's why getting back to going to Shasta, the same thing with drugs.
Mm.
Drugs alter your energy.
Right.
And taking drugs and being in a place like Shasta the people of higher vibration, the entities of higher vibration, can also sense that as well.
Sure.
And so it kind of puts a buffer there, I guess, in the spiritual communication. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you can go there,
mm-hmm.
and you may not have the fullest experience or the fullest awareness of really communicating with the higher realm.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. That's true. Well, if people have questions, just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. As between the two communications, it's much easier for me to email people as far as like getting a hold of me. But you're always welcome to call as well. I know that for people that went there last year, it was a life-changing experience, and I expect it'll be that way for many people again too. So,
exactly, and I think that's one of the things is that the energy at Shasta there's a lot of the vortices there, but it also doesn't have a lot of the electromagnetic power line, cell phone power interference that geopathic interference as well that we experience in our daily lives, driving down the street, even in our own homes.
Right.
So it's a very pure area.
Right, exactly. And I was going to do this for Fukushima during the last hour, and I got busy and I forgot. So what I'd like to do, Carolyn, if it's okay, is to I've got a tuning fork with me. It's 528 hertz, and since we're talking about Shasta, I'd like to send love and light not only to Shasta but around the world to Fukushima as well as around the world. And I'd like everyone just to join. And when I do this, please send lots of love and light to Fukushima and across the Pacific, and I know it'll really help. This is a 528 hertz tuning fork, and I'm hitting it with a beautiful healing crystal. And when I hit it, I want to send love and light around the world. And if everyone could do the same, join me especially to Fukushima. That would be wonderful. Here we go. Carolyn, I have to tell you, and everyone around the world listening now, the studio here just lit up in this beautiful white angelic light as I did that now. I could feel it. The angels come in. And what we're going to do, we're going to bring on Billy Fay Woodard here in about another minute. I think Eric's gone to call him. And then Billy will be bringing in his father, Zora, who is one of the high priests of the Hollow Earth. And Carolyn, I want you to stay on for the rest of the hour because you may like to ask questions of Billy and Zora as well. So we're getting him on the line now. Talk about Shasta. And Carolyn, you always have such beautiful messages to give from the other side. Any other advice for people coming along the trip to Shasta?
Yes. One of the greatest paths to ascension, enlightenment, is acceptance. Mm-hmm. And whatever you experience, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, when you're at Shasta, is be open and accepting.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And with that, Carolyn, please stay on. I would like to bring in Billy Fay Woodard of Sparks, Nevada. He'll be bringing in his father, Zora, to join us here on the air. Carolyn, please stand by. Eric, if you could bring on Billy, great. Billy, are you there?
Indeed, beloved master. But this is not my beloved child. It is I.
Oh, Zora, hi. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'd be wonderful. And how be you?
I'm fine. I also have my dear friend, Carolyn White. She's an aura reader from Olympia, Washington. We've been talking about Shasta. I think Billy met her before. But anyway, I'm thank you so much for coming on today, Zora. I really appreciate it.
Indeed.
I remember the last time I had you on with Billy, several months ago, you had said that the water out of the springs in Mount Shasta is very special, and that it had special abilities to cure cancer. And actually, the water itself was from the Talosians underneath Mount Shasta. Could you explain a little bit about that? That was just a fascinating, what you said earlier was fascinating.
Indeed. What you call the headwaters of the Sacramento River that come out of Mount Shasta, they are what is called channels through what is called a system of tubes that the water spins in a clockwise fashion. On the surface, water always flows counterclockwise, but in this one, they flow clockwise. So all the nutrients in the water remain in the water, and the water is being what is called channeled from Hollow Earth to the Telosian city of Telos, and then from the city of Telos, they channel it down into the mountain streams. So the waters that come out of the that you collect in what is termed the city park is infused with the healing waters of the Hollow Earth. And so you are actually receiving waters directly from Hollow Earth. And these waters have the healing property to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of disease. And it is actual and factual. They have done what was termed tested the waters, and they have changed. The waters have changed since around 5 to 10 years ago.
Oh, fantastic.
And they have shifted and changed again recently because of the infusion that was placed in it to bless the people on the surface. So if you were to partake of the waters coming from Mount Shasta, you will find that it will cure you of any and all sickness.
Oh, that is fantastic. Actually, as part of this trip, we plan to be doing a water ceremony there at the springs in the city park at Mount Shasta, at the springs you're talking about, on Sunday, June 25th at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So, but thank you so much for sharing that. What a beautiful gift you've given all my listeners.
Indeed. Do you have what is called anyone who needs the healing?
Actually, we do. We have Michiko Hayashi's mother, Masako, is in Japan, and she has she had a stroke here a couple of months ago. And I've been asking everyone on my show on every show to send her mom lots of love and light, and it's helped. She's getting better, but she definitely needs a healing. Mm-hmm. We definitely need a healing. Thank you for asking.
Of course. Everyone out there who's listening, simply count from 5 to 1. That will activate the gods and goddesses of your being and send the healing energy to Japan, to this woman who needs the healing. So let us do that. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Receive.
Just wait a few moments in silence, pointing your hands in the direction of Japan and directing it towards this Yoshiko's relative. So it will reach her instantaneously and then heal her body. She will not have to worry about what is called paralysis or anything of that nature. She will be fully and completely restored.
Beautiful. That's so beautiful. Thank you.
Indeed. Any other issues you wish to address?
The fellow who's been doing a lot of work for me in the past, named Orion in Bend, Oregon, he was diagnosed with stage 4 throat cancer a couple of months ago. But I've been asking everyone to send prayers to him, too. And actually, his tumor has decreased by 60%, and they think it may be disappearing now. So I know he would appreciate that as well, if you don't mind.
You ought to send him some Shasta water.
Okay. All right. I'll do that.
And let him drink it.
Okay.
And it will heal his the cancer.
Wonderful.
You must understand where cancer comes from.
Okay.
Cancer is what is called a parasite, mm-hmm. and it runs along the same lines of what is called poly or what is called mistletoe, mm-hmm. Which is also a parasite. But the cancer comes from two plants. It's indigenous to One is the oak tree, and the other is what is called tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And it adheres to the bark of the tree and also to the stalks of the tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, when you burn firewood in the past, your relatives and pioneers, they would burn oak wood because it would burn hotter and longer. So therefore, it was the choice of wood for firewood. And when they would burn it, they would burn it with the bark, and that was a mistake because it would burn also the parasite, which was also called gall.
Mm-hmm.
And gall is the purest form of cancer.
Mm.
So, and it was put in, they partook of it, and what is called into their DNA, into their genes. To what is called when the wood was burned, it was burned, and the spores became airborne, and therefore they swallowed them. So therefore, it was within the gene. So when they say that everyone has the cancer gene within them, that is a fact.
Interesting.
However, there is a catalyst that activates it.
Mm-hmm.
But cancer can be cured by clinical iodine.
Mm-hmm.
Doing what is termed as injecting the parent tumor with the clinical iodine, it will kill the cancer from the inside out in a matter of seconds.
Wow, beautiful. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Zura. Carolyn, Carolyn's a wonderful lady. Zura, I'd like to introduce you to her, and she may have a question for you as well.
Indeed.
Good afternoon, Master.
And how be you, beloved Master?
I am doing quite beautifully, thank you.
Very good.
Our friends in the Hollow Earth, I sense that they are also concerned about what is going on with our planet at this time and its relationship to the galactic central sun. And I also sense that there is more willingness of working together with the people on the surface. What is your feeling about this?
You are breaking up. Your voice is breaking up.
I can repeat.
Translation easier.
Zura, my friend Carolyn, if you don't mind, I can paraphrase it for you, Zura. She said that many people here are on planet Earth are concerned about the central sun and the frequencies being raised from the central sun. We'd love your opinion on that.
Well, understand you have what is called a wave of energy that has been saturating the planet for many many weeks and many days, and this energy field is raising the consciousness of the people on the planet,
mm-hmm.
and of course. It is intensifying. Is that the energy she's speaking of?
I think so. Carolyn, is that what you're talking about?
Well, yes. And I think, too, is there going to be more of a working relationship? Are we going to ascend to the point where we're going to be working with the people of Hollow Earth and surface dwellers to help advance the planet energetically? Is it going to be this kind of getting together of minds and working for one for the advancement of our planet and to help save our planet, to help save Mother Earth?
Well, yes, it will, but also understand that each and every one of you out there that are listening, and must understand that you are gods and goddesses. You were given this gift at birth. And so everyone walking this planet is a healer as well. And they are gods and goddesses. In the beginning, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and with our powers and abilities." This portion of the scripture with the powers and abilities was left out of the scriptures. Why? Because they did not want you to know the power that you possessed. Mm. Also, in Matthew, you also have the scriptures of Jesus speaking to the disciples, and he said to them, and I quote, marvel not what I do, for greater shall you do if you only believe that you can do it. Again, that portion was left out because the people that rewrote the Bible, the Anunnaki, did not want you to know that you were gods and goddesses, and that is a fact. You are.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
And I think that also that is, the Matthias is telling me that that's one of the reasons that the book of Matthias was destroyed years ago, because it did carry that message. And the lifting of the veil really is that we, each one of us, like you said, are gods and goddesses. We are powerful, sovereign beings, and it's rediscovering that, relearning that.
That is so. And as I have said, when I tell you that you're gods and goddesses, I mean that literally. When you count down from 5 to 1, what that does, that activates or acknowledges the gods and goddesses within you. So it is not just a practice of counting down, but it activates the gods and goddesses within you. And when you have activated the gods and goddesses within you, you can heal all manner of illness and disease. You have this power. You were given that gift at your creation. And all beings, from the smallest child to the eldest of elder, are also healers as well. You have the power within you to heal yourself. Mm. There's only limitation you have upon you is the ones you put upon yourself. And understand, you are not limited being. You are endless being. Mm. Meaning, you do not perish. There is no such thing as death. Death is an illusion that was perpetrated by your religion to keep you under control, or to also feed you a lie that you are a limited being and that you must die in the end. And that is a false statement. You do not need to die. You ascend.
Yes.
Plain and simple.
Thank you.
You ascend. You do not die.
Exactly.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yes. And that is. It is a control mechanism that has
it is
been
indeed.
Put off.
Just like the term Satan. The term Satan is just a word. The word the devil is simply a thought form and nothing more. And they use that also in the religion to keep control of their parishioners. And that is also a travesty. Understand, there is no such thing as the devil. It is a thought form and nothing more. Also, a misunderstanding, when people talk about witchcraft, they think that, when they say witchcraft, that automatically denotes Satanism, or it does what it denotes as evil. And I can assure you, witchcraft is not evil. It is a stewardship of the earth. Hmm. It is the study of the earth. It is the healers of the earth. So when you hear the word witchcraft, do not think of it automatically that it is something to be feared. It is not. Mm-hmm. It is also the term magic. Magic is alive and well in hollow earth and inner earth and in the what is called in the subterranean cities of the earth. Magic is alive and well, and I can assure you that it is also a benefit to mankind if they were but to grasp it.
Well, that's like sorcery really is going to the source. You are sourcing that energy. Sorcery.
Zora.
Sorcery is really also, going to the source.
It is still sorcery. Is what it's called, using the gifts that were given you to perform acts that are going to bring benefit to humankind. And again, that is also very misunderstood. All of the people on the surface of this world are so blinded by what is called higher education, which is simply kindergarten in most cases. But anyway, understand, when it comes to sorcerism or witchcraft, anything of that nature, it is not evil. It depends on how you use the ability.
Mm-hmm.
You can use it for evil means, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, there is no evil except what people perpetrate.
Hmm.
But understand, and then they use the excuse, the devil made me do this.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Funny.
The devil does not make you do anything because the devil doesn't exist.
Interesting. Zora, I want to ask you this question. I know that the vibrations of the planet have been rising here on the surface of planet Earth. And
indeed.
Will there be a time, do you see, in the future, my friend, when the contacts between the people, the beautiful people of the Hollow Earth and the people here on the surface of the planet will dramatically increase because of the shift in consciousness here on the surface to the more positive area?
The purpose of the way that is hitting the Earth right now, saturating the Earth, is to raise the consciousness of the people upon her.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is taking place. Many people are awakening to the realization that they are more than they seem to be.
Right.
Also, there is also the understanding that when it comes to, you're talking about reunion between the surface people and the Hollow Earth people.
Correct.
According to divine plan, that will be taking place before the end of this physical year.
Really? My goodness.
This is the year for disclosure.
Yes.
According to Prime Creator.
Fantastic.
Now that is it has not deviated from that plan.
Mm-hmm.
And it will not deviate from what I understand from Prime Creator. However, understand also, you also have a blessing coming to you known as the GCR, Global Currency Reset.
Mm.
A slang term would be RV. But understand, that is rolling out as we speak.
Mm.
People are getting exchanges in Reno and also in other parts of the country. However, it is not publicized because of them having to sign what is termed as an NDA, non-disclosure agreement,
mm-hmm.
and therefore they cannot talk about it,
mm.
what they have done, or the exchanges, or what rates they receive for their exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So people are under the assumption it has not happened or will not happen. I can assure you it is happening.
Wonderful. Well, there's a lot of things happening, I think, around the world, Zora and Carolyn, that the media here in the United States doesn't cover, of course. And it's gotten so bad that most of the time I don't pay attention to the mass media. But I know there's a lot of good things happening. And I wanted to ask you, Zora, Carolyn talked about this earlier, but about people eating meat coming down to Shasta, wanting to interact with the Hollow Earth. I know that we talked about this before, but you advise people not to eat anything that have eyes or a mother. Is that right?
Understand, all creatures on this planet that have a face have a soul,
mm-hmm.
and that was even brought to reality by what is called a program on TV known as America Has Got Talent.
Oh, yeah.
They had a chicken on there that played the national anthem on a piano.
A chicken played the national anthem on a piano? Really?
Indeed.
Wow. That's amazing.
And that tells you right there that the creature has a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you do not want to eat, brothers and sisters of the sea. You do not want to eat your cousins, ones that walk upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
If they have a face, don't bother them. You want to partake of the what is called the fruits and vegetables,
mm-hmm.
because you have permission to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They give you that permission.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
But understand what is called, you do not want to eat your brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You would not want to do that, yes?
Right, correct.
When,
right.
When you eat a chicken or you eat a turkey or you eat what is called a beef cow,
mm-hmm.
you are eating your brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Refrain from eating meat mainly because it is poisonous to your system.
Mm-hmm.
Contrary to what your what you call your medical people say, that meat is good for you. It is only good for you to a certain degree. After that, it becomes poison.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
For your body.
Interesting. Interesting.
Refrain from eating all forms of meat. It goes for fish, too, and fowl. Everything that has a face.
Mm-hmm.
On 4 feet, 2 feet, or whatever, is a soul-bearing being.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
And once you realize the gods and goddesses that you are, you'll come to know this.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing that, Zora. I really do, Carolyn, both of you. Quickly, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I just want to ask one quick question, then go ahead to you, Carolyn. Zora, you've made the distinction before between making decisions with your heart mind and your logical mind, and the heart mind's always better. If you wouldn't mind,
Indeed. Go
over that quick.
What I wish to explain to you is many people are under the impression that their mind, their thinking, the thinking processing mind is between their ears.
Mm-hmm.
And that is nothing but a storage vault of knowledge and memories and things of this nature and thoughts. However, your thinking processing mind, in reality, is in the chest cavity, known as your heart.
Mm-hmm.
The heart has more what is called connections in it, more so than the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it, therefore, when people receive what is called a heart plant transplant,
right,
many times people who have experienced this have also been able to do things that they could not normally do, such as play a piano or fly a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they have the mind of another being in them.
Mm-hmm.
The donors that gave the permission to have be a donor, a heart being given to someone needing a heart, they simply receive the mind of another.
Fascinating.
And that is quite perplexing for the medical field, as they are slowly beginning to realize this. So
beautiful. Wow. Amazing. Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, Zora and Carolyn. And I'd love to, Zora and Carolyn, I'd love to give you final words on today's wonderful program about Shasta. You first, Carolyn, we'll follow by Zora.
Well, if you can come to Shasta, please do. It's going to be a wonderful spiritual experience. I've been down there many times myself, my family, and there's magic down there. And again, it's you're making the experience, you need to empower yourself. And remember, when you're going into these beautiful, pristine, energetic area that Shasta is, remember to take off your shoes and to clear your energy and be open and ask that this experience be for your highest good and the highest good of all of those around.
Wonderful.
And beautiful.
Carolyn, thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sorry, I just want to give it's a little time to, Zora, go right ahead, my friend. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for sharing that.
Indeed. When it comes to Mount Shasta, understand that is the domain of Adama. And Adama is the high priest of what is called Talos. You were saying that I, being Zora, am a high priest of this hollow earth. That is an improper statement. I am not a high priest.
Okay. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. But you're a wonderful man. And Zora, Billy, and Carolyn, thank you so much for coming on today. We'll be talking again next week from Costa Rica. Have a beautiful day, my friends. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening.